want French fried potatoes, red ripe tomatoes. I'm never satisfied. I want the frim-fram sauce with the offs and fade, with shafafa on the side. Shoot, do, de, do, ya, do, do.
Hi, I'm Norman Van Aken, and welcome to A Word on Food. Today's word on food is boiled peanuts. When we go to visit with our team up at our restaurant in Mount Dora, our friend Larry picks us up from the Orlando airport, and we ride the 35 minutes or so away from the urban scene to one dramatically more bucolic. Mount Dora is a place that steps confidently back in time. When we are almost into town, we always see a roadside farm stand that transports me back to growing up in the farmlands of the Midwest where we hail from. But at that farm stand outside of Mount Dora, there is a southern staple for sale that we did not know in the plains of Illinois. It is something, however, that is known all over Dixie, boiled peanuts. And since curiosity is what drives the entirety of A Word on Food, if not hunger, while on that Dixie word, I am going to digress momentarily from peanuts to the whys of language. Before the Civil War, the Citizens Bank of Louisiana, located in New Orleans, issued $10 notes that bore the Creole French word Dix, 10, on one side. These notes were known as Dixies, and the South came to be known as the Land of Dixies. Now, let's get back to that farm stand and to the boiled peanut production that you can watch as it is in progress in Mount Dora. Repurposed Budweiser kegs are put atop gas burners that keep the barrels bubbling at a steady simmer. The peanuts are shell on, if you have not seen this. If there was a recipe, the gentleman who seemed to have stepped right off the cast of Deliverance was not divulging it. He was happy to take my cash, and I was happy to part with it. It's the nature of a fair transaction. I took the still-steaming bag of goobers out to Larry's truck, where we shared them, the three of us, as we made the final few miles into the pretty town. One of the earlier cookbooks I purchased was by the young Chapel Hill, North Carolina-based chef Bill Neal. Bill was taken from us much too early, but he still has a mighty impact on those who love the study of Southern cookery. I was cooking at Louis' backyard in 1986, and I bought the book then to try to get to the roots of American cooking and away from the copying I was doing of the European masters. Nothing was wrong with emulating them, but it was, I believed, time to get back to an American inclusion on our menus. Bill spoke of the vendor, his great-great-Aunt Sarah, buying peanuts to boil as she walked through the stalls of the farmer's market in Columbia, South Carolina. Farm stand brothers of different mothers. In Mount Dora, our chef, Camilo Velasco, makes a version of the classic sauce known as a romesco with boiled peanuts versus almonds, uniting the American South with a sauce that may have origins in Italy, hence the name romesco, but having flourished in Catalonia. In an illuminating cookbook by Asha Gomez titled My Two Souths, the transplanted Indian woman, now living in Atlanta, fuses the worlds of the two places she abides and makes Serrano boiled peanuts. I understand peanuts may hail from the area where Bolivia is now. Wherever I am, I eat them in a variety of ways and marvel at food's transitions. I'm Norman Van Aken, and that's my word on food.
Salt peanuts, salt peanuts. Salt peanuts, salt peanuts. Salt peanuts, salt peanuts.